Masechet Kelim, Perek Tet Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Like we've been talking about, only a keli could become tameh. Keli is something that has a function. We learn from here two things. If a keli is broken and cannot perform its normal function, it cannot become tameh. And secondly, if a utensil was in the process of being made but not yet usable, it cannot become tameh. Here we'll talk about these points. Mishnah says, Kol keli etz shenehalak lishnayim tahor. Any wooden utensil that was tameh and then broke into two parts becomes tahor. Likewise, if the utensil was tahor and then broke, the broken pieces can no longer become tameh. It's not a utensil anymore. We'll list the exceptions, though, to that rule. Chut mishulhana kapul, besides for a folding table, v'tamhoi hamiznon, a platter that was made up of many compartments holding different types of foods, v'ha'epefiron shel balabayit, and the wooden chair made of different sections of a person in his home. If any of these three utensils were tameh and then broke into two parts, each of the pieces remains tameh. They are the exception of the rule because each part is considered to be its own keli because it could be used even without the other part. For that reason as well, if any of these utensils were tahor and they broke into two pieces, the pieces can still become tameh. Rabbi Yehuda omer, av hamages v'kod habavli kayotze bayin. Says Rabbi Yehuda, also the amages and the kod of Bavel have the same laws. Like we mentioned, if they break in half, each part keeps its tum'ah as a separate utensil. Each part is considered to be its own keli, and therefore ends in over here at Rabbi Yehuda, these utensils also would become tameh. Now we'll talk about at what point utensils acquire the status of being a keli, where now they have the ability to become tameh. We'll talk about a bed. In the times of the Mishnah, a bed was a rectangular wooden frame with ropes going from one side to the other in order to serve as the middle component where a person would go on, or a mattress would go on. The frame would be sanded down with the skin of fish and then polished. When, at what point in time does the wooden utensils have the ability to become tameh? Hamita veha arisa mishi yeshufem be'or hadag. A bed and a cradle could become tameh when the craftsman smooths them over by rubbing the skin of fish to remove the splinters. The bed or the cradle is fit to be used after it was sanded down, and therefore it becomes a keli at that point in time, and it becomes tameh even though it was not yet polished. Gamar shelo lashuf teme'a. But if the person decided he never wanted to smooth them down, but he wanted to use it as a bed or a cradle as is, even though it's not entirely smooth and a person could get a splinter, it still could become tameh because it's still considered to be a keli. Rabbi Meir omer, hamita mishi yisareg ba shelosha batim. Says Rabbi Meir, no, a bed is subject to tum'ah when the craftsman weaves three rows across the width of the bed, even though the weaving was not completed and the wood was not yet smooth.